Back in studio, Tienis Jansen van Rensburg of bandwithblog.co.za. It is your Tech Talk Tuesday. Tienis, always good to see you, my friend.
You too.
Okay, so you know what? I spent a lot of time in Thailand and Asia, and the one thing you see a lot of are these small motorbikes, and they pull up at the robots, and they're like everywhere, and then they zoom like a swarm out in front of all the cars. And pretty much this is what we are starting to see here in South Africa with all of these different delivery services and quick delivery services.
That's
right. So what's the latest? Because you say that they're literally, in a nice term, I guess, at war.
Yeah, exactly. Especially the online grocery delivery services. So, I mean, if you remember just 2 short years ago, or let's say at the end of 2019, we didn't really have any of this.
No.
And then lockdown came and all of a sudden they had to jump, right? And they had to be able to deliver groceries. And that, it's been so good for the consumer. It's been so good for job creation for, as you said, those delivery people that are on those bikes. In Cape Town, they are everywhere, and it's great to see. So you've got the major ones, right? You've got 6060 from Checkers. It's been there for a while. Pick and Pay's ASAP. Spar has one as well that's starting to grow. And finally, Woolies Dash has now seen massive growth. So all of these delivery services have seen hundreds of percents worth of growth over the last couple of years. And it's just highlighted, like, there was a niche in the market that nobody was tapping into, and it kind of became a necessity out of these lockdowns. But the consumer market is so interesting right now. So these services are vying for the shoppers because it's all about convenience, obviously. But how do you differentiate yourself other than having different products? They've got different, like, specials all of the time. So if you're a smart shopper, have all of those apps and see, like, when you get a notification in the morning, free delivery here, 50 rand off here, 200 rand off here if you spend 600 bucks. Like, there's so many of these specials now to drive conversion from their shops into the apps. And what's very interesting is Checkers with 6060 has now launched their first, what they're calling, a dark store.
Oh.
So it's essentially only a hub where they have products and you can't walk in and buy it. It's only for the online delivery. So they don't need to walk into a Checkers to get your stuff before delivering it. So now they're building these dark stores. So it's going to be better service. Delivery prices can go down and everything is stocked from one location. And these delivery people can literally just walk around there and pick it up instead of having to walk around these massive grocery stores to pick up your stuff.
A dark store. My goodness. Look, I'm sure we're going to start seeing some huge movement within this kind of market and sector. Like you said, I mean, that's something interesting, and I'm hoping that people will be able to, me included, will be able to buy groceries for less, because we know how expensive it is nowadays, and I think this is what works, right, with this little bikes that doesn't really cost a lot to run, and you don't have to travel back and forth and sit in traffic to get to your groceries.
And so, if they don't have to have a massive storefront, you know, with everything having to look perfect and have enough space for so many people, and it's all regulated, and you're not allowed to put this next to this on the shelves, it's much easier to have these dark stores if you're going to deliver so much of your stuff online. It just makes so much sense, and hopefully that, as you said, will help prices come down over time.
So in 50 years from now, supermarkets will be a thing of the past.
Let's hope.
Tienis, thanks for the update, appreciate it. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.